Coming up next month is NaNoWriMo, the Word Trip Book Club discussion on The Colorado Kid, Stephen King's entry into the Cold Case Crime series. And it's novel writing week, so hopefully somebody around here gets a little writing done. Welcome to the Word Trip Podcast. This is the first in our podcast series. Hopefully the next one will have a little better production value and some better equipment. And I'm hoping for a co-host, the Mudge, to help out. And if I get real ambitious, I may try and hook up Skype or some other internet vocal chat program to get some other moderators and participants involved to liven up the discussion a little bit. Every year for the month of November, people all around the world participate in NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. And if you follow their guidelines to hit a 50,000 word novel in the course of 30 to 31 days, you will be averaging about 1,600 to 1,700 words a day. Now, if you follow Stephen King's advice in On Writing, you're going to be writing about 2,000 words a day anyway, 365 days a year. Well, I'm not that ambitious. Stack that up against my usual output, which is approximately 0 words a day, and it seems an unattainable goal. But if you are ambitious and you do have the motivation, you take the month of November, there's a lot of support, and at the end you can have a 50,000 word novel and be a novelist complete. During the month of November, the Word Trip Book Club will be discussing The Colorado Kid, which is Stephen King's entry into the hard case crime series. Usually these are hard-boiled detective novels, and King does bring a mystery to the table, but it is not exactly a hard-boiled detective style. It is an interesting story. I went ahead and read it. It is a short, approximately 50,000-word novel in the NaNoWriMo-type length, but, of course, his experience brings a little more to the table than you or I do when we try to pound out 50,000 words in a month. The story's pretty good. The ending is a little, well, abnormal, which is not unusual for Stephen King, but it's not abnormal in his usual way. It's more in the way that the story is told. The month of December also has The Gray King coming up, which Jill will be leading out. I already read to part of it and listened to part of it, which worked out well because I got to hear the accurate Welsh reading of the words that I would otherwise have slaughtered in my head. It was an interesting story. It was also a Newbery Award winner. It's a pretty small little book and quite enjoyable. As I mentioned in the intro, it is novel writing week. We have 3 levels of commitment, with short story, novella, and novel. Most of our people fell under the short story level of commitment, which is what I aim for, and have a personal little challenge going with XCheck24, who is roundly kicking my butt. And that means that for the first week of November, I'm probably going to have a Mets logo as my avatar, because there's not much chance of me winning and making XCheck have a Braves logo for hers. As I should be writing, I'm going to point you to the podcast by Myrna Lafferty known as I Should Be Writing at ishouldbewriting.com, where she is a wannabe writer who helps other wannabe writers in their quest to get published. And her latest podcast, number 10, mentions Word Trip, and just so happens to be on procrastinating and doing other things besides writing when you're supposed to be writing. And surprisingly enough, that's exactly what I'm doing now when I'm doing a podcast. So head on over to ishouldbewriting.com because, well, I should be writing, and so should you. Happy word-tripping, everyone.